The Scotch miner was a bore when you got to know him. Like so many unemployed men, he spent too much time reading newspapers, and if you did not head him off, he would discourse for hours about such things as the Yellow Peril, trunk murders, astrology, and the conflict between religion and science. The old-age pensioners had, as usual, been driven from their homes by the means test. They handed their weekly 10 shillings over to the Brookers, and in return got the kind of accommodation you would expect for 10 shillings. That is, a bed in the attic, and meals chiefly of bread and butter. One of them was of superior type, and was dying of some malignant disease, cancer, I believe. He only got out of bed on the days when he went to draw his pension. The other, called by everyone Old Jack, was an ex-miner aged 78, who had worked well over 50 years in the pits. He was alert and intelligent, but curiously enough, he seemed only to remember his boyhood experiences, and to have forgotten all about the modern mining machinery and improvements. He used to tell me tales of fights with savage horses in the narrow galleries underground. When he heard that I was arranging to go down several coal mines, he was contemptuous, and declared that a man of my size, 6'2½", would never manage the travelling. It was no use telling him that the travelling was better than it used to be, but he was friendly to everyone, and used to give us all a fine shout of, "Good night, boys!"